Baby, you are gonna go broke showing turkeys like these.
Now we're talking turkey.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
Hey listeners, Movie Miss here. I want to thank you so much for subscribing to, following, listening to our show on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. This, however, is a little teaser clip, a little appetizer, if you will, to the main course that we have waiting for you over on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/letstalkturkeys, all one word. We only have a $3 a month subscription rate. You get the entire back catalog of episodes of Let's Talk Turkey seasons 1, 2, the bonus episodes, and then also the exclusive Patreon only content. There are 2 episodes that we released in 2023 because we started Patreon right at the end of the year. And now you're going to have new episodes going forward every month in the Patreon for 2024. So this episode that you're about to hear a clip from is available now on the Patreon. So again, thank you so much for listening and being a follower and a fan of the show. But I would really encourage you to hop on over to Patreon and check out all the fun stuff that you're missing. Again, it's patreon.com/letstalkturkeys, all one word. And now, please enjoy this clip. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Let's Talk Turkeys. I'm your host, Movie Miss, and my co-host, Drivin' Dave, is off this week.
Bastard.
I am tackling not a mammoth of a franchise, but there's a few entries. We're going to do a ranking episode, and I couldn't do it alone, so I did bring on some of my new friends in the podcast business, but dare I say, favorite new friends in the podcast business. This is Nyx Eclipse and Obi-Ben Shinobi of Cinema Shit Show. Welcome, fellas.
Wait, there's no need for formalities. It's just Nyx. It's just Nyx.
Well, in case the listeners want to, you know who you are.
No one needs that.
Oh, your mom loves the full deal, dude.
At the end, we will let everybody know where to find you. But if you just now want to let all the listeners know about your show and what you all do over there.
Well, we're the Cinema Shit Show. The shit show is not the movies necessarily, because the movies can be really good. It's me and Ben that are the absolute shit show. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. We just kind of make everything up. We don't edit a lot of stuff. We talk about a lot of underground, underseen, low budget B movie stuff, or sometimes not even low budget B movie stuff, but just like crazy, crazy shit. We laugh a lot. We're like a loving family. We like to laugh together.
But also, like families, we also yell at each other too. So
yeah, we don't always agree. I was ganged up on when I brought Day of the Animals. I was ganged up on when I brought The Evil Within. Like sometimes Ben sides with the guest, you fucker.
I don't take sides. I'm just honest.
Exactly. We do not hold back. Does that explain us? Miss, you know us. So does that...
That explains you pretty well. I will tell the listeners, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, I did have Nyx on for the Friday the 13th ranking episodes. So if you got a taste of that, that's his personality, 100% unfiltered, but very knowledgeable, which is why I wanted you guys here for this one. And I'm so happy, Ben, that you could join us today. We're doing the Critters movies, which honestly, I had never seen a single one until we had to do it for the show. So, same. Really?
Yeah, no, this is all my first times.
Okay, so then, Nyx, you've seen them previously, so maybe you can fill us in on just an overall feel for the movies when you first saw them, if you liked them, what was it like revisiting, just kind of your overall on Critters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Critters came out in 1986. I was in a small town over in Illinois called Waterloo. And we had a very tiny theater, had one screen. It's where I saw a lot of great films. And this was one of them where my parents just went, here's a movie that you could just we'll drop you off and you go watch this. And the movie was set, the original was set in a small town like where I grew up. So I really connected a lot with the small town and the family dynamics and all of that. And it's a horror movie, but it's a sci-fi movie. I fucking fell in love with it, and I would rent it multiple times afterwards. And then they came out with a sequel. I actually got to see the sequel in the theater as well. It was like
Wow.
bigger and crazier, and just absolutely exactly what I would have wanted. And then it kind of moved on over into the straight to VHS with part three and four. And I did keep following it, but nothing ever hit those two highs like the very first two. So I've been a big, big fan. And then of course, there's two additional entries. There's the Critters Attack, which is made for the Sci-Fi Channel, and then they did a web series that eventually premiered on Shudder that was like eight episodes. And I never saw either of those until now. So thank you for helping me complete my Critters collection.
Be a completist now. Okay. Hey, listeners, Movie Miss here, saying we know you have a lot of options when it comes to podcasts. So we want to thank you so much for listening to ours. Please make sure to find us on our socials and join us. Be part of our bad movie conversations. We want to chat with you. We're on Facebook with an official page, as well as a Let's Talk Turkeys discussion group, where you can talk with other like-minded individuals who like bad movies. We're on Instagram at Let's Talk Turkeys. Our Twitter handle is at Gobble Podcast. That's GobbleePodcast. And of course, you can always email us direct. We would love to get suggestions from you of movies you would like us to cover. If you want to be a guest on the show, we would love that. So directly, that's Let's Talk Turkeys, all one word, at yahoo.com.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.